This is Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone. Good morning and thanks for being with us. What do you get when you combine ketchup with school kids? Nope, it's not a colossal mess. Heinz Ketchup is teaming up with an award-winning pop artist for its annual Ketchup Creativity Contest. Yes, your child could find her artwork on the ubiquitous ketchup bottle. We spoke with artist and contest judge Burton Morris to get the details. Here's Barbara Dabb.
Good morning, everybody. I'm really pleased to be able to introduce you to somebody that's, I think, going to really be very exciting to talk to. Burton Morris. He's a very popular, well-known pop artist. Although I think your art is, you know, transcends, I don't know, identification. But Burton's here to talk to us about a really wonderful contest that all of our kids can get involved with through the Heinz Ketchup Company. So first of all, Burton, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, this is I know this contest has been around for a couple of years, I think 4 or 5 years, and you've been with it for a few. So tell us a little bit about what it's all about and how we can help, you know, excite our kids to get involved in this.
Sure. Well, Heinz Ketchup came up with a creative way to reach out to kids all across the nation. And since I was a child, my parents and teachers always encouraged me to get creative with artwork and to find my inspiration. So, you know, I'm excited today to announce that the Heinz Ketchup Creativity Contest is back for its 5th year. And the goal is really to inspire creativity in students all over America. And it's my 3rd year teaming up with Heinz on this. And it's amazing to see what kids create. Starting this week, if you check out the website ketchupcreativity.com, students ranging from kindergarten through 12th grade can get a chance to enter this whole contest. But the amazing part about this is that they get to actually download a contest kit, they view lesson plans, and through this they can actually create their own inspirational pieces, which could eventually turn into something printed on ketchup packages all over the country, literally millions of ketchup packages. And what's amazing about this is that it gives a chance to kids, you know, to literally go out of the box and do whatever they want. And I think that's something that, you know, which is so great that Heinz opened the doors up for, you know, kids today.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, you mentioned the ketchup packets. I mean, who among us hasn't taken a handful at Costco or the baseball game or whatever, jammed it in our pockets to take home for later, you know? So those ketchup packets are ubiquitous. You know, they're everywhere. They're like sweet and low. And you can have your kids' artwork on one of those things, which I think is so amazing. I know there's a website, ketchupcreativity.com, which has all the information. And if you go there, you can see some of the past winners. And it's really an unbelievable look into, you know, sort of kids' perceptions of their world and color and all kinds of stuff. So it's fun to sort of look and see what they interpret when they're given a challenge like this.
Well, the cool thing is there's a grand prize of $5,700.
Wow.
Bragging rights, you think about that, for having your artwork to all your friends and teachers, family, you know, that your artwork's on Heinz Ketchup packages all over the country, but also the grand prize winner gets their artwork on ketchup bottles as well.
Wow.
So, and what's so cool is over the last 5 years, they've had over 100,000 entries from thousands of schools nationwide. So you can understand how large this contest has become. And basically from now through March 4th, you know, if they download this contest at ketchupcreativity.com, you can get tips about artwork. You can navigate through the sites. It's really fun, but it's inspirational. And again, you know, there's no right or wrong in artwork. So, you know, believe me, when just telling you this, you know, I've judged this contest now the last 3 years, and it is amazing to see what these kids create.
Absolutely. I'm sure you draw inspiration from them as well, I would imagine, just seeing what goes on in the minds of young people.
Oh, you know, completely. It's incredible. And the cool thing is I get to choose out of the thousands per grade, 3 winners, and from the 3 finalists. And then, so there's 36 finalists total. three from each grade level, and then through online voting, America gets to vote who the winners will be. So there will be 12 winners, one from each grade level, and then in addition to having their artwork displayed in the online winners gallery, 12 winners' artworks will appear in the millions of ketchup packets, but they'll also receive a $1,000 cash prize. The winner's schools will receive $1,000 towards art supplies, and then $1,000 worth of Heinz ketchup products. So really amazing. And then for me, I get to actually present the grand prize winner with a check and meet the school and, you know, present it in front of the entire school and just meet all the kids and talk to everyone. So it's really an amazing...
What a fun experience. Absolutely. It's amazing. I'm speaking with Burton Morris. He's a really well-known artist. You might have seen, if you've ever watched sitcom Friends, you might catch some of his artwork in their Coffee House Central Perk and certainly lots of other places. But he's also one of the judges involved with the Heinz Ketchup Creativity Contest that's going on right now until March 4th. And you can go to ketchupcreativity.com to learn more about how your child can get involved. Burton, you're so passionate about teaching art and inspiring kids. Tell us a little bit about, what you think inspires kids and what we as parents and teachers can do to help them in just being creative in their lives.
Well, I think teachers are such a big influence in a child's life. I mean, I always say between the teachers and parents, you know, my parents always encouraged me to keep on believing in whatever I did. I mean, I was always drawing and designing as a child. And they're like, what do we do with this artist, this little kid who loves to draw? So they enrolled me in, you know, any kind of art classes at the galleries or museums and always encouraged me, you know, to just, you know, do as I was doing. Because there's, like I said, there's no right or wrong in artwork. Everyone has creativity and every child has potential. So, you know, I'm constantly saying that, you know, the more you do, the more you'll gain your self-confidence, and there's no limit to whatever these kids can do. So it's important to be positive about what you're doing, express yourself in any way you can, and just try creating whatever comes to mind, anything that you have a passion for. And, you know, everyone has it in them to be an artist, and I think it's so important to, you know, whether you paint, you draw, color, whatever it is, you know, a child wants to do. And again, you know, I just think it's so wonderful that a contest like this exists, because it really opens the doors up for creativity and inspiration, and I'm just happy I could be part of that, because it does influence the next generation of thinkers, and you never know where some of these kids will go.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm speaking with Burton Morris. He's a well-known pop artist with inspirations going back to Andy Warhol and, of course, the boyhood comics that he used to like to read, and we're talking about kids and creativity and the Heinz Ketchup Contest and all kinds of really cool things. Burton, I'm kind of curious, what inspired you? What kind of, you know, fired you up about art?
Since I was 3 years old, I love the comic book heroes. I used to study, you know, whether it was a Spider-Man, a Batman, cartoons from Mickey Mouse, and I would try to draw all these characters. And over the years, my artwork is known for its primary colors. I get a lot of comparisons with Andy Warhol, but he opened up the doors for someone like myself. I've been fortunate enough through the years I've worked on the Academy Awards, the Olympics. We've raised millions of dollars with my artwork for, you know, charities all over the world. And I've been able to see how it's been able to touch people and inspire. So over that time, I always felt it's important to give back and also send a positive message. And if you see the work I do, it's a very positive style, serious yet positive, but it also makes you think a little differently and to look at things a little differently. And like you mentioned before, Central Perk, the coffee shop, used to always feature a lot of my artwork in the show and Friends. So if you ever see some of the reruns, you might see my artwork hanging in the background, but it, you know, has an effect on, you know, kids see that and they're like, wow, I remember that, or I saw that. And, you know, through the years, it's interesting even how television can make a difference. And what I think is amazing is how Heinz has been able to take a concept, and in this day and age, you know, with emailing and the computers, I think what's great about this contest is you can not only download the contest, a child can download the creativity contest, but they also can design it on the computer. There's tools for the kids, and then they can email it back. as well. So you can enter as many times as you want, and I just think it's exciting because it gives kids opportunities to, you know, challenge themselves. And I guess myself, I always do that, you know, daily, and it's, you know, I'm always evolving. I think that's what's great about art.
Absolutely. We're growing and changing all the time. So for students that are out there listening, or parents with young kids that are interested in art, are there any tips that you have to kind of help kind of light a fire or get them going in the right direction?
Yeah, like I said, if you do check out ketchupcreativity.com, there's a whole, like, meet the artist and a tip, tips from Burton Morris.
Uh-huh.
But I always say that, you know, like, developing, there's no right or wrong in art. So as you're drawing, painting, anything, just be creative, explore. It's so important not to get boxed in, I call it. I think what's tough for teachers and parents is as children grow and get older, and you can see this even in the artwork that is submitted through the years, we start getting very contained, where everything starts to, be in a box. And all of a sudden, you know, a child can draw anything. If you tell them to draw the world or world peace, they can do it. But as adults, we can't do that. We're like, well, what if we don't make a tree look like a tree? Or what if people look like? And so, and I think we're always trying to find, you know, trying to be expressive and keep that free looseness and positive, you know. I guess I say positive a lot because I think, you know, this is a positive contest. The Heinz ketchup bottle, to me, what's so funny is that as a child, my father was, I said, the biggest Heinz ketchup lover. And so as a kid, I remember the bottle sitting on the dinner table.
Always, yeah.
You know, I would draw it all the time, but it is an iconic brand. It's one of the top icons in the world when you think about it. But the shape of the bottle, the color, the red, and it does somehow influence you. And it's funny because I think about that. It is a very graphic, iconic object. And I'm known for painting icons, so I'm certain it had an influence in the work I do today.
Sure.
So, like I said, I just think for teachers, parents, students, it's important to just always, you know, try to push and tell them to believe in themselves. No matter what they're creating, let them explore, and who knows where it will take you.
Absolutely. I've been speaking with Burton Morris. He's a really well-known artist. You might have seen some of his things on the set of Friends in Central Perk. But he's one of the judges of the Heinz. But he's one of the judges of the Heinz Ketchup Creativity Contest, which is on right now until March 1st. Go to www.ketchupcreativity.com. You can read more about Burton and his work and get some really valuable art tips on art and learn about the contest. Download the information and help your child enter this contest, because whether they win or not, it really sounds like a lot of fun to just be part of. So, Burton, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing this year's winners when you're all ready with them.
Thank you.
Zone About Town is a public affairs presentation of 104.5 The Zone. As always, your input, comments, and topic suggestions are welcome. Go to 104.5thezone.com and tell us about the issue you'd like to hear about on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.